Each time she turns her head to speak, Ashley Diamond's silver earrings jingle lightly.
I was always lucky because I was always friends with the well-to-do families. You know, we went to high school, we sung, we went to the cheerleading. I mean, we did all of the normal things that kids do.
Diamond says she first told her family she was a girl when she was 6. After a suicide attempt at age 15, she was diagnosed with gender dysphoria. That's the medicalized term for identifying as a gender you weren't assigned at birth. Her father kicked her out, and she was taken in by friends' families. Looking for work as a teenager, Diamond ran into resistance immediately, like at a local McDonald's.
When they asked for my Social Security card and my ID, she looked down at it, and she was like, "This must be a mistake." And I was like, "No, ma'am." And she was like, "Oh, I'm absolutely sorry. We don't do that here.
Finding and keeping work didn't get any easier. She started stealing.
The crimes, you know, I accept full responsibility. I'm very sorry for the people I've hurt. I needed the money to survive.
Diamond was arrested and put on probation for theft in 2010. About a year later, police say she ran from them when they tried to deliver another warrant. By then, she'd been on hormones for 17 years. That ended when she got to prison. In her lawsuit, she says she was raped 7 times and was harassed on a daily basis. Before her incarceration at age 33, Diamond had had only 3 boyfriends.
I went from that to multiple partners that I had no say in. I think you lose a part of you, and so much of me is lost.
Following her release, Diamond is staying with her sister, Diana Wilson, who remembers her as a different person.
She was such a fashionista. We were poor growing up, but she made her style. She would take a guest jean symbol and she would sew it to every different pair of pants that she wore. And I just think of how beautiful she was. She had Madonna, Mariah Carey posters everywhere, and that's all she sung. She became them.
But now at home, she says Diamond is usually despondent. She has panic attacks.
She's her on the shell, but on the inside, she's gone. It's like they emptied out all of her insides and just sent her back.
When Diamond does speak, Wilson says it's about the lawsuit. In February, the Southern Poverty Law Center sued Georgia corrections officials on Diamond's behalf for failing to protect her from attacks and for not providing adequate medical care, including hormone treatments. The U.S. Department of Justice weighed in on this case in the summer and said Georgia's existing hormone policy for transgender inmates was unconstitutional. Shortly thereafter, Georgia Corrections announced it had changed that policy. But Diamond's lawyer, Chinyere Azier, says there's been no real difference.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors currently in the Department of Corrections. People continue to be denied care under the same terms and along the same lines as they always had.
A corrections spokesperson said the department can't comment because of Diamond's pending lawsuit. Ashley Diamond says right now, advocacy for transgender rights is what keeps her going. But the world she's returning to in Rome, Georgia, is largely the way she left it. Except now she has a felony theft conviction and the accompanying physical and emotional damage of her time in prison.
I am as worried as anybody about what the next step is. I know where I want to go, though. I know I want to continue to be a voice for the transgender community because it's who I am.
Diamond's lawsuit against Georgia Corrections is ongoing. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.